I want to follow up this every week to keep track of the Mahalach HaZon that's going on over here. He said that the goal is to get to a state where a person can merge and be mishtalev with Torah, with Avodas Hashem, and his needs shouldn't bother him. He said that in order for a person to merge with Torah, the Torah should be chal on him. He has to fix his needs. His needs don't allow him. He saw time vital. He saw Bishol Salanta. We saw that if that's true, that brings us, into the world of personal avodah. Because every person has his bad midah and every person needs his tikkun. That brought us to the whole concept in general of avodah Hashem fitting himself. Like we saw from the story last week of the guy who wore the big day avodah, mezikiyur. That's what we're holding. If he called her Omar Lel, if he called her Dalit, Lefi kala Amar Baruhu, Lefi, everything we just said, it's clear, he called Gedele Hadairus Osku Bavoida Protas. All the Gedele Hadairus were Isaac in a private Avoida. Why is it Baruhu? Because all the Gedele Hadairus knew all the secrets that are here. They all knew that you can't get to any combination, any merging with Torah without fixing your Midas. And they all knew that the Midas, each person has his own private Midas, each person has his own private battle. And the Mela, they knew that they didn't have Avodah Pratis. So it's Poshit that all the Gedele Hadairis Osku Bavodah Pratis. It's Poshit that all the Gedele Hadar were Isaac in a private Avodah. Says the Mechaber, Ve'ikvoit Avodosam Noido Lanu. The footsteps of the Avodah is known to us. Now, Ain shum dimyun v'hashvah, there's no comparison between the avodah of the kedoshim asher b'doros kadmonim who were earlier doros. V'avodaseinu anu b'doreinu hayosam. We're not coming to compare in any way the avodah of the kedoshim in earlier doros and our avodah in our yosam dekador. Ulam bat tayrihi, the same tayr. V'lumah l'nitzvik. We have to learn it. Kaitan Hemov, do how they did their avodah. V'anachnu neida et ha-shalofanenu. Now that we're convinced that a person has to have an avodah process, so we're going to bring examples of it. Every person has to find their own. Again, we're not into carbon copying. Masinu shtei drachem avodah process. We find in the Rishonim and the Kadmonim two mahalchim. Yesh, there were those, shehismasru kol yumehim, they gave themselves over all their lives, Milvad has the heroes of all the Torah Kula, besides the generals, the heroes of all the Torah, the diktuk osam v'niflo mitzvahas, they gave themselves over to a gewaltige, powerful diktuk in one mitzvah. That was their private avodah. The age, and there were those. Shekovu sulam miyuchad aliyosam, they created a ladder, a scale for their aliyah. Al avodah misuga diktuk mitzvahas, on the type of avodah process that's connected to diktuk in one mitzvah. Amar Amorim, the Amorim said, Amar Rav Nachman said in Shabbos Daf Kuf Yud Ches, Tasi the Yishulim story, I'm going to get schar. The kaim is gimel suda for Shabbos, those very makvin a gimel suda Shabbos. Amar Rav Yehuda, Tasi li, the kaim is iun tefila, was very medaktik on kavon and tefila. Amar Rav Unav Reda, Yeshua, Tasi li, I'm going to get schar. The kaim is mitzvah tefillin, I was medaktik in tefillin. Amar Rav Nachman, Tasi li, the kaim mitzvah tefillin. All of these Amoroim Heslik v'mitzvah achas Shekiyim oisa v'diktuk miyuchid. All of these Amoroim held on to one mitzvah with a gewaldig diktuk. Ukedisa sham al rabba, it says on rabba Shediktuk v'yoyser v'mitzvah tzitzis Yemechad ola al madregos, he went up on stairs v'nikro leichut, and one of the screens got ripped V'leizoz v'mekrem v'him muv atche tikin et tzitzis v'doros achorinim d'leida doros Yedua Chafetz Chaim, this is a tal, is a Yehuas HaMuflegis Lashon Hara. Yesh, there are those who bachu that medasam ha-protas liyos chayim emunah, they picked to live in emunah. Yesh bachu liyos anche emes, there are those who picked to be emes. Gam Eila, this is true, al derech ha-diktuk ha-muflug in an exaggerated diktuk v'nimrots and intensive. Meforish inyin zeh, this inyin, this type of avoida, is brought down in the famous sefer of Emunos Vadeh, as Rabbeinu Sadja going, b'maymer hei, quote, Acha Oivid, who's called an Oivid? Hu asher yichad by mitzvah achas, he was miyachid, he specified one mitzvah. Lo yaviranu kol yimei chayav, he's never over it. Shem yaskim bezulosa yichalik bo, lo yikta bezoiz klal. Ki ilu som la'atme, for example, he made himself a klal, shelo yoivat tefila bezmana, he'll never miss tefila bezmana. Oy shelo yikna momen mitzad yisur b'shem oifin, he's made back the oifin nipla, not to touch tray for money. Oy shiyal yival vila sura v'oilam v'adayim lo zeh. Kmo shom rabba zeinu, chalois mitzvah achas, somebody does one mitzvah, mitivin loy, we made it him, umarifin loy yamo, v'neuchel as ha'oretz, v'yiruz v'kagayin chichah, the mitzvah achas, v'asayis v'kibit ovein. That's the first way of avodah pratis. There are a number of things over here which you brought out like this. Why is this called an avodah pratis? Why is this an example of avodah pratis? We came to the realization that a person has to custom tailor for himself an avodah pratis because he has to fix his midos in order to be able to get to his shleimus, to his menuchas ha-nefesh, to his merging with Torah. Why is this called an avodah pratis? What's linked in all these gemaras? Is a pshat like this. Shteita a big, big gilui in what the purpose of avodah pratis is and how to manage it. What's the idea of taking one mitzvah, first of all, and going with it all the way? Guy takes kriya shema bezmano, like Rabbeinu Sajigoyen himself gives an example, and you go with it all the way. You take a mitzvah of chesed, you go with it all the way. You take a mitzvah of emes, you go with it all the way. You take a mitzvah of geneva, you go with it all the way. You're medaktik not to touch anybody's, what do you call it? Medaktik in Lashon Hara, you're medaktik in Shemir Sinayim, take your pick, medaktik in brachas, all the way, one thing. First of all, this concept of taking one thing is against the whole way we look at things. We look at things saying that if it's not everything, then it's not worth anything. It's the meaning of taking one thing, what's with everything else? What's the purpose of one thing? What's the ma'alot? When we see a zazach, mezalzon a zazach. One thing you picked out, and what's with everything else? What do you gain from working on one thing? What's the tachos? There's a gnarly good tachos to it. There's common kudus here, which I want to bring up. First of all, we'll start from scratch. Chazal, as opposed to the door that we live in today, were in touch with themselves. They knew, how awesome, what do you mean, tasty, I make the mitzvah sisters? They were from a Yidin. They didn't do other things, the kalos. But Taisus was one thing that they took on with a Kitalah form, they were never Mabatar on it, with a Tiktok. First of all, why didn't Chazal do it with everything? Why did they only pick one thing? He picked Shalashudas, he picked Visudas, he picked Sisas, he picked Tzila, he picked... why did they only pick one thing? Why did they do everything? If it's the right thing, it's the right thing. The answer is, first of all, Chazal were in touch with themselves, and they understood that they can't do everything. They understood that all the questions have to do everything. If they would, they would have done everything. This person, Chazal, understood that in a matzav of shleimus, they're not malachim, and it's not possible to take more than one thing and work on it all the way. It doesn't say they did tastefully, I did 10 things. Each one said, tastefully, I did this, I did this, I did that. This Chazal understood that shleimus, we're not malachim, because Baruch doesn't expect it from us, and it's not possible to do everything with shleimus. So normally our reaction to such a thing is that if I can't do everything with shleimus, I don't do everything. All or nothing. What's the purpose? What do I gain by doing something? And that's why a lot of us don't make progress in avodas Hashem. Because we live under an all or nothing thing, and which says that if I can't do everything correctly, so I might as well not bother. You see Chazal understood they can't do everything, and yet there was a purpose. That's the first thing. So what is the purpose by doing one thing? If by everything else you're not being makfit till the end, what are you gaining? Shteita tunikudas. The mile of doing one thing means that in the one thing that I'm going to do, I'm not going to let any obstacle stop me. That means, Gimel Sudas B'Shabbos, I'm going to go back to the Moshul that we said the first week, there's a lot of midas that can stop Gimel Sudas B'Shabbos. Right? It could be laziness. It could be taiva. It could be kinna. I can tell you 10 different stories how the guy missed Shalosh Shudas. Zeta? He was sleeping, he was angry, he was this, he was that. There's 10 different reasons why a guy can be Shalosh Shudas. There's 10 different reasons why a guy can end up not with kosher tefillin. The same 10 scenarios that I painted you, right? Why the guy ended up with a lemon for an esrog, I can paint you also why the guy ended up with not kosher tefillin. Or something happened to his tefillin, and he didn't go bother to fix it right away. He was lazy, he was cheap, he was angry, he was upset, he was tired. There's no end, he was depressed. There's no end of what he calls The guy who fixes the bathroom was too formal, he was too modern, he was too this, he was too that. There's no shortage of possibilities. Why? So if I take one mitzvah and I go with it all the way, I'm inevitably, in 20 different situations, going to bump into all my weaknesses. One time it's going to be like this, one time it's going to be like that, one time it's going to be like that. And when I take a zach and I go with it all the way, the diktuk nimrus, so that means I've touched lemus. That means in that area I've broken through my goof, I've broken through my body. That nekuda is a nekuda of shlemus. That's a voidah process. That means I've taken myself and I've gone through all the way. That, the minute a person touches shlemus, even in one mitzvah, that already radiates everything else. That means he has the yechaylus, he's broken through. Chazal understood that that's all a person needs to do. First of all, Chazal understood that that's all a person could do. A person can't do more than that. And Chazal understood that that's enough. Shteito vo shteito. Shteito, that consistency, is the heart of the Avodah Pratis. If the Pratis of the Avodah is that I custom tailor, so what did it say over here? There's Avodah and there's Pratis. What's the Pratis? The Pratis is that each one of the Chazal, they understood their Shoresh and the Sham a lot better than we understand ours. This one understood that he can touch Shlemus by fighting for Tzitzis. If I say the Tzitzis is a Shvera Zach, the other one understood that for him, Tfilin is a Shvera Zach, so he can touch it there. The third one understood that Suda Shabbat is a Shvera for him. The third one understood that Eon Tfilin is a Shvera Zach for him. If each one in his Shoresh and the Sham understood where he can get a tikkun, where he can fix, that's the practice part of it. I mean, they didn't carbon copy. They didn't say, Rava didn't say, he didn't feel, I'm also going to dabble on Shonesh. No, Rava was intellectually honest with himself, and he knew that his avoid does not even have feel it. So interesting. That means Rava, who was the one with tzitzis? Nachman. Rava. That means Rava saw Rabbi Yehuda davening along Shonesh, much longer than him. He didn't feel it, he stole the back of Shonesh if he went out. And Rava looked at him, And he said, say this, that's his avoda. It's something which, when even I'm saying the words, it hurts to say it. Yenagai davni along with Shmona Esrei. Let me do it also. No, Rabbi said, I'm not working on Ian Fila. I'm going to daven the Erlach of Shmona Esrei. Daven properly, like a mensch. But I'm working on Tzitzis. Do you know what power of character you need to say such a thing? And vice versa. Rabbi Yehuda saw who was medactic on filling that Rabbi Yeshua, whatever Yeshua had a pair of filling, oh, with all the chumras. Not $1,000, not $2,000, $5,000 pair of filling. And he had five pairs of them. All the certain types. The Yitzhar comes to you and says, what can hurt if you're medactic on filling like him? He wasn't a siyachdat, and he didn't talk, and he was medactic in every suffix of the filling. And all these other Amoraim had the intellectual honesty to say, but it's not my avoiders. He had good film. He didn't buy them when he stole the plastics on the pool. He had a really good film, don't worry. With the kind of parashas, their film didn't look like anything like our film. Our film, by the way, Amoraim would have given hoing for the film that we have, the perfect square and everything. They didn't have anything close to it. But Al-Kopanim, but he was able to be intellectually honest and say, I'm not going to go buy Yenagai's film. I mean, they didn't go collecting chumras and from chitin and all types of things. They were intellectually healthy enough to say, this is what I need, but that's the process part of it. What's the avoda part of it? And this is the ikar zach. The ikar zach is consistency. They took one thing and they went with it all the way. So all the way is what's critical. It doesn't make a difference what that thing is. What that thing is, each person has to know from his netiyat haneshama. Each person has to know. But they took one thing and they went with that thing all the way. Avoida means consistency. The process part, each person has to design for himself. That means if you need to work on Mida X, work on it, but work on it consistently. Because if you don't work on it consistently, it has no meaning. And it's the consistency that has the meaning on a practical level. It's not what you do and how much you do. You can take the smallest thing. And that's what Rabbi Solzhenitsyn underwrites in all his letters. In all his letters, he tries to give out and says, stop looking for big things. Take a tiny thing and go with it all the way. Why? Because if you go with it all the way, you're inevitably going to break through everything that's blocking you. You'll touch shleimus. Once you touch shleimus in one thing, it will already affect your whole mahos. You have a shaykh of the shleimus. You broke your goof. Now, it doesn't mean that you should walk out of here, and that's not what the matar of this parak is. Walk out and say, okay, I'm going to go to a mekubal, right? And I'm going to find out what my what my avoda is. The guy will say, you have to be machmir, you have to eat kugel Shabbos morning, you heed the Rav in three kedeshim. Right? That's to show you, even though it's hard for you, and it's difficult for you, and it's raining outside, you have to go to three different shtibuch, and that's not what I'm trying to bring up. Why? Because that's also a gewisse carbon copying. This is a mushroom that there is such a thing as a avoda process. Is this what you should do? Don't know. You have to sit down and think for at least 10 to 15 years before you'll go decide that this is what your avoda process is. You have a long wait before you go practically and decide. But this is an example of people who made an avoda process and they went with it all the way and they understood that's where it got. That's the first step. Hadera Hashniya. The second way is the avoda process. We find in the Rishayim, he had Tzavah Sulam Aliyah, is establishing, placing a ladder. Alderach Sulam Yishor, Pinchas Ben Yair, Tayyar Mevel Dei Zirus, Zirus Mevel Dei Zirus. That means the Pinchas Ben Yair created for us a step-by-step, do-it-yourself process of getting to Ruach HaKodesh. First do Tayyar, then do Zirus, then do Zirus, then Jesus. Asteres HaProchem Shal Sefer Chavis HaLavavis, Mehavim Sulam Avoida. The 10 prokem of the Chavis HaLavavis, which are in some logical order, the Chavis HaLavavis himself explains in every perek, in every shar, what the connection to the previous shahr is also makes up some sort of scale. Kishumavar Bagdamul Shahvas Hashem. Sulam Shala Rambanzal. Ramban also has a sulam. Same as from the song. Nibur Menachas. Azirus Mikafla Nova. Manova Yiro. Mayiro Lismeh Pachelkoi. Umisham Lashriyas Ruhashkin Al Adam. Kidumi Geras Ramban. Rabbeinu Yin is Al Kosav. Umiyiras Hashem Vavosa Vabushim Lapon of Place of Mailatomit. This is nice as his ladder. Year of Magim La'avim, Men of Labusha. My nipple is going in Umadot. Isn't it wondrous to see the opposite of that? But if Rabbi Yehuda Levi B'Kuzari, he wrote, Nimtza, Kitarizeno Nechoko, Ben Ha'yiro, Va'ava, Va'simcha. Kinira, Gila Vazes, Sulam Avotasoi. This was his cherished neshama. That it's Yira, Ava, and Simcha. V'inei, Hitzibu Shnei G'dayli Oilam Eilu. These two G'dayli Oilam, Rabbeinu Yehuda, and the Yehuda Halevi, each of these two Gdela established, placed in front of us, called Echad Sulama, each one his ladder, Kefi Sherish Nishmasev, Avadasai. What was his Sherish Nishama, what he needed to be mistaken, why Sherish Nishama? Sherish Nishama, we said from Chaim Vital, is where the Midas are sitting. So they knew what they had to be mistaken in their Sherish Nishama. Avadasai. Zehi Gila Busha. This one ended up in Busha. Zeh, the Simchal of Nei Hashem. This one ended up in Simchal of Nei Hashem. Nifla liras will is voinin. It's wondrous to see. Kaiser the Adam Bavados Afrotis, Moises Mikoi Moi, Vaila Matayra, Kefi Tchunaisov, according to his characteristic, Umahusoi and his Ethemos. Now, he's hinting at something very, very important over here. A person opens up a Mesil Sisharm, and a Shari Chufa, and a Revis Alavavis, and a Kuzari, and each one has a different jumble. So what he's saying to you is a very important message. The Swarm are examples of a sulam. Doesn't necessarily have to be your sulam. Doesn't necessarily have to be your avodah process. Each one had his own sherish neshama, each one had his own sulam, each one had his own thing. But you can't carbon copy. That means you can't take the chavis halavavis and like a parrot go through it. The chavis halavavis is very good for his oirus, the chavis halavavis is very good as an example, the chavis halavavis gives tremendous his oirus and gives tremendous substance into this nekuda, to that nekuda. It still doesn't take away from the fact that using the Chavis HaLavavis as a cover-up for who you are. You still have to sit down, make a Chavis HaLavavis and say, where am I weak and where do I need to fix it? As he's going to explain later on. Hey. Noisei HaAvoida HaProtis. So the topic of HaAvoida HaProtis, the goal of the HaAvoida HaProtis, to summarize, is Hisachtus, unity, the Hishtalvus, and merging with Torah, becoming one with Torah. Kidei Lagi Al Matarazu, to get to this goal, Hahechrich Ladas, because you have to know yourself. Ulusakin Atmeinu, to fix ourselves. Zeu Toyfin Shar, this is the topic of this Shar. A, Marechas Yedias Atmeinu, we're going to go into a Maroch of how do we get in touch with ourselves, how do we find out what's going on under the surface, and when we get to Marechas Yedias Atmeinu, you're going to be very pleasantly surprised what's going on under the surface by us. You're going to be shocked. Marechas is like a CAT scan. The Marechas Adat HaTmeinu is not much a CAT scan of what's going on inside of us, and it's an interesting surprise. Marechas Shnia, Hadrochel Atakin HaTmeinu, how are we going to fix ourselves in Mitzvah Hashem? Marechas Adat HaTmeinu, once we know ourselves, and once we fix ourselves, we will get to part three, which is Hadrochel Des Achtos in HaTorah, how we will unite ourselves with Torah. I'm going to read one more paragraph over here, which is one of the most important pieces. I've said it over in other situations, but I want to read it inside. Kovanu as a hefer b'tikun atzmenu, we've established the necessity of fixing ourselves, kitnai as a condition, v'akzoma as a precedent, a preface, l'sachus ma'tayra, to uniting ourselves with Torah. Alpi ma'amere Rabbeinu Chaim Vital, what we learned from Rabbeinu Chaim Vital, that the midas are before the Torah, Rabbeinu Or Yisrael, from Yisrael Salanta, nochachto became clear. To the milus of Torah, to the dargus of Torah, it's not possible to get b'li mahalach ishi, without a private mahalach, hein v'zihiras mi'chet, aside from stopping chet, we saw the groan mishle in the maral and others, yiras chet oi, the hein b'kiyah mitzvahs, and saying kiyah mitzvahs, like the story that we saw last week. He's summarizing, we saw two types of private avodah from Chazal, from Hussein HaRishen of Achroinim. Me'ata aleinu, now we are going to approach lageshet el hatvayas avodaseinu hapodes. The word hatvayas means to sketch out. We're going to sketch out the avodah process, which is coming. That's the next prokim begins to sketch out how the avodah process is supposed to look. But ulam bot lo nukal desayim es amavoya. I can't begin, end this introduction with blisher of maznu al ikri yisoyd avodah b'kolo. Without being meram is what I really mean. I'm going to introduce to you Dvorim Nifloim Mehagdoma Sefer Shev Shmaitzah, from the introduction of the Shmaitzah, the Ktois, in the introduction of the Shmaitzah, Shesham Dvorim Uvorim Dumorim Amukim, who are very tief as Achim, Kitzin Nimitz, Rabbi Zeh, please listen. The paragraph that I'm reading is one of the sages of our existence lesson. Listen carefully. Quote. There's a quote from the Shmaitzim. Iker Briyas HaAdam Al Oretz, the Iker reason why a person was created, says the Shmaitzim, Imki HaNeshama B'machtsova, the Neshama in its original place, Machtsova is the place where the Neshama was taken from, Nenes Niziv Tferes, the Neshama is sitting up in Shemaim, being Nene from the splendor of the glory of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shechina. The Klum Chosim B'Beit HaMelech, something's lacking up in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world. Famous question. What do we need the whole Elam Haba for? Whole Tzaras for? The Neshama can go straight to Elam Haba. And that's all. Why did the Neshama have to go down to Elam Haba into the body? Ulam continues the Shemaitza and says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was greater that it comes downstairs. Lenasayis to test it. B'kiyam mitzvayisof. If it's going to be mekayim the mitzvahs. Shmiras tzaraisof. When it will do the right thing, the neshama will grow, the tifrites expand, the tikdal, the maila, it will go back to Kodesh Baruch Hu who created it, with more kriches. Why? Continues the Shmaitza, the cost of the Zoya, there's a pasuk in Mishlei, it says, Shesei mayim miborcha, drink water from a bor, v'noyiv mitayich be'erecha, from a well. He explains what it means. It's a very deep asach. Zoya. When the neshama is upstairs, it's called a bor. It doesn't give forth. It's not a live spring. It gets filled up from other people. It has no accomplishments. So a neshama up in Shemayim is a bechina of a bor. It doesn't give forth. It only receives. It's a taker, not a giver. It doesn't accomplish anything. When the neshama comes down to this world, hashafol, this lowly world, the hesiga masha olel lahasig, and it accomplished what it was supposed to accomplish. Kizeros tachmosis baruch. Adai then he bechinas be'er. Then the neshama is called the be'er. Umayon hamisgaber v'naveh mi'atzmori. You are a mayon, a well that the mayon hamisgaber that gives forth by itself. Upazeh lo yeh namad dekisufa. Now that you earned your olam haba, you won't be embarrassed. Says the shmaitza the tifazach mekabi the ikur demilso. What's the pshat? The pshat like this. To hold the less lemi garme klum, if you don't have anything of your own, ani chashav kemeis, you're called a meis. Why is an ani chashav kemeis? Because he's a taker, not a giver. Like the Maral says, you know that the Torah says, mei be'er kruin mayim chayim. It says that a zov goes into mayim chayim. Why is it called mayim chayim? Because a well water, a spring water, gushes forth. It doesn't just receive the rain, it gives out. It's a live spring. That's why it's called chayim. If it's a pond, And that's why ani choshev kemes v'soynei matanos yichya. The imkain continues the Shev Shmaitzer. Kol zman hayos hanefesh b'mekoyro b'bechinas bor, when the neshama is upstairs in its source, and then it's only a bor ein lochias, it has no life. He may asma because mitzad itself reikah, he is empty. Rak mashma shpiyana, so what they give it? Ad ridit zahena, until it comes down to this world v'noivas, and then it gives out. He b'bechinas be'er v'yesh lochias, it has life. V'lozeh amar v'yipach v'apov nishmas chayim. That's why the neshama is called alive. The ikar b'riyas ha'odim ala oretz. The ikar reason why a person came into this world is to become a spring. End quote of the Shmaitz. Says the Alei Shor, the secret, the soid of a person's creation, dafka over here, he'll have something of his own. Lichyot atzmis, to have his own independent life. The neshama in its original place, the kabbalah shefa zayir elyon receives from Hakadosh Baruch Hu's shina. Kan in this world, ayidei avodasa, he tiskel the shefa kodesh. You'll get as a shefa shekilu me'atum neveit, as if it's coming from himself. Okay, what is he saying over here? He says in the next paragraph, a shocking thing. Up to now, we spoke about, listen carefully. It's one of the most important sayings in Musa that I'm going to say now. Up to now, we spoke about the need for Avodah Pratis on a technical level. If you're not going to get in touch with yourself and not going to fix your own concerns, you're not going to get anywhere. It's 100% true. So if you're going to carbon copy and do what he does, and do what he does, and he does, you're not getting anywhere. You're not going to get your shleimus, like we learned today from the Amorah. What he's saying over here is something 1,000 times deeper. If you're not going to have an Avodah process, and you're not going to design your own Avodah, your mace, you're dead. Why? Because the whole purpose that you came into this world is to be Chaim, is to be a Bechina of Mayim Chaim, of Be'er. Chaim by nature, the Neshama is called Chaim because to be a giver, to be an initiator and not a taker. That's the Mechus of the Neshama. Otherwise, like the Shev Shmaitzer says, the Zohar says, you can stay upstairs and get from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's splendor. What did you come down here for? The territory you came down to accomplish. You came down not to be Ani Choshev Kemes. You came down to be Soyim Atonos Yechya. Says the Alei Shor, a person who's carbon copying everybody else, what's he doing? He's taking everybody else's Ruchnius. He's taking everybody else's Avodas Hashem. He has nothing of his own. You're a mace, you're dead. So he didn't come down for that. That means the need for an Avodah process isn't just a technical need that in order for me to fix my bare needs, I have to custom tailor an Avodah process. If you don't custom tailor your own Avodah process, if you're not initiating your own Avodah, what's good for you, and your whole Avodah is based on reaction to other people of taking what another guy does because he's doing it, not because it's good for you, that's a bechina of Ani Choshev Kemes, and you don't have anything of yourself. So you've missed the whole point of coming into this world. The whole point of coming into the world was to be a bechina of Chaim, to be a bechina of Stoinim Atonis Yechia, to initiate your own accomplishments. Otherwise, you don't need to come here for it. What are you coming for? You only came here for to do your own thing, to build your own accomplishment, not just to receive. A person who doesn't bother himself, who doesn't trouble himself, who's not matriach himself to sit down and see what's good for him, is a bechina of mes. Is a bechina of lacking chayim, because he doesn't have the energy or the bother to initiate what's good for him. So on the first level, a person has to initiate his own avoided process because otherwise you're not going to fix your mitzvahs. Zok the Rebbe, and if you don't do that, and all you do is you limit yourself and you satisfy yourself with following the crowd, of doing what everybody else does, of mitzvahs anoshim milumada, there's a bechina of mace, you've missed the ikar point of what you're here for. Because the ikar point is to be your own person, to do your own thing, to develop your own ruchnias, to develop your own kaifas.